We've had a lot of news happening in Orange County this past year with the COVID-19 pandemic, but also just in general as the county continues to grow and we continue to see all different kinds of news stories happen. One outlet that is covering some stories in the northern part of Orange County, in the Hillsborough, Eflin area, and elsewhere, is News of Orange, which is a great newspaper. And I'm joined on the phone right now by managing editor of News of Orange, Dale Edwards, who's going to share a little bit more about what the newspaper does and also some pretty incredible stories that both he and us have been covering in the past few months. So, Dale, thanks so much for joining us today on 97.9 The Hill.
Sure. Happy to be here.
So, for those who have not heard of News of Orange, can you tell us a little bit about how the paper came to be and what kind of stories you guys typically cover?
So the News of Orange County has been in existence since 1893. It currently is owned by Womack Publishing, and that owns 18 community papers, mostly in North Carolina and Virginia. Our focus is very up close. We are a community paper. We focus on the people in the community and the businesses of this community. We will talk about or write about people who have made contributions to this area and have been in the area for their entire life. We will also talk about people who are making waves to promote the area. A lot of times through the arts, Hillsborough is well known for having a large number of literary folks who have brought a lot of fame and prestige to Hillsborough, and I'm right there.
And in recent days, too, Dale, you guys have had some really hard news to cover, some news that I think a lot of people in the county have been interested in with the Eflin Station development. Now, for those who are unaware, it was a proposed project that was going to be built off of Interstate 40 and 85 in Eflin that was going to be built around a Bucky's Travel Center. That project was eventually pulled by the applicants after Orange County commissioners expressed some concerns and asked for it to be downsized, but that came after months and months of community reaction and feedback saying that they weren't that big of a fan of the project because of environmental concerns. And Dale, I know that you guys did a good bit of coverage of both community concerns and now the reaction since the project has been pulled. Can you share with us some of the highlights of what community members have told you and the paper?
Sure. The Eflin Station and primarily the Bucky's portion of it. Bucky's was planning to bring up to 200 jobs, pretty well-paying jobs, $15 an hour, 3 weeks vacation with health care and retirement benefits. It was something that area of Orange County needs very much, our job opportunities, especially at that kind of a starting pay grade. However, there was a lot of pushback from local community members, people who were in Eflin and just in Orange County in general. Some of the same folks who pushed back against the Research Triangle Logistics Park, which came about during the summer. Some of the folks who were pro Bucky's have expressed concern about the fact that we were going to be getting what they saw as a very good commercial partner in Bucky's. That was going to be phase one. Phase two potentially would have included a hotel, restaurants, office space, medical office space. So they saw it not only as a Bucky's bringing 200 jobs, paying $15 an hour, but potentially being kind of a gateway to other commercial opportunities. The people who were pushing back mostly were doing that with environmental concerns and concerns about the proximity to a watershed, you know, with the underground tanks that would have to go along with a station such as Bucky's. There were a lot of concerns about the drinking water. So that those points were raised. There were protests. There was a website that was brought out, that was made, that posted a lot of the concerns. Ultimately, it was coming down to the Board of Orange County Commissioners who had met about it, and they heard quite a few folks from Orange County speak for and against the project. They heard them out, and they sent back a list of changes that they had hoped that Buc-ee's would make. Some of those changes were made, and apparently there were going to be additional changes requested. Some of those changes included reducing the number of fuel pumps at Buc-ee's. At the moment, at the time that Buc-ee's came with their plan, they were bringing 60 fuel pumps, and some members of the Board of Orange County had hoped that they could reduce that and also just reduce the footprint. But as some people who were pro Buc-ee's have said, once you do that, you're affecting the Buc-ee's business model, and it's really no longer Buc-ee's. And I think that was part of the reason that Buc-ee's withdrew, was because the people, they were going to have to become something else in order to work in Orange County.
We're speaking with managing editor of the News of Orange, Dale Edwards, here. And Dale, obviously, Orange County commissioners had some requests for Buc-ee's. They ended up deciding, the applicants decided that it wasn't going to be worth it, have pulled that project out from the area now. You mentioned the Research Triangle Logistics Park, which is a recent economic development project. And we have the Medline project over in Mebane that's also coming around. But there's no doubt that that region, the Eflin region and Northern Orange County, will probably be the focus of some economic development projects in the future. From talking with community members, what is their general feeling about the chance for economic development in that region since this Buc-ee's project kind of it fell through? Some people were saying, well, you know, obviously more jobs would be good, and we know that this area is prime for development, but just not this project. What do you think is actually kind of next in terms of how the region and community will either embrace or react to potential economic development?
Well, that's a good question and a good point to be brought up, because one place that people who are pro Buc-ee's and anti Buc-ee's, same way with people who are pro RTLP and anti RTLP, is many people would say, we're not against development, we're just against this kind of development. And that question just begs to be asked, well, what kind of development do you want, or would you be okay with? And the Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce CEO, Kim Tesoro, stated that there needs to be some change in the criteria that is made clear, so that anyone who is considering bringing some kind of commercial development to Orange County will know ahead of time, and there won't be any kind of misunderstanding or anything that's not clear. Board of Orange County Commissioner Earl McKee has said that all of that criteria is already in place, and that Buc-ee's itself met all of that criteria with the exception of one thing. They were going to have it rezoned so they could actually have a fueling station. Some members of the opposition group have also said that there needs to be some kind of reconfiguring of the criteria so that what is acceptable, or what they believe would be acceptable for Orange County, can be met and taken care of ahead of time, so that we don't have to go through this each time someone expresses interest in Orange County.
We're speaking with Dale Edwards, the managing editor at News of Orange, talking about the Eflin Station project that was proposed for Northern Orange County. That has now changed, and you guys did some great coverage on that. Dale, what are some other stories that News of Orange has recently been covering that you want to highlight?
Well, in Hillsborough, it's not all, you know, bad news with regard to commercial development. We did have a company that moved its manufacturing and distribution center to Hillsborough from Durham, and that company is called Bootstrap Brands, and they make the Happy Wax product, which is a wax melt. I'm sure many people know what the wax melts are. They're a fragrance. You put them in a little warmer, and it'll melt the wax, and you get the aroma of whatever the wax melt is. They brought about 25 jobs to Hillsborough, and they moved here in November, and they seem to be bustling right along. So we have a story this week about them, and we've got a few of the smaller business in downtown Hillsborough that have started opening back up with COVID in mind, but they've managed to figure out how they can do it. One such business is Volume, which is a record bar and kind of a gathering spot in Hillsborough, very popular. So they're now opening by appointment only, and basically you can go online, sign up, and for about 30 minutes, the store is yours to browse records, to listen to the music you want to hear, and to have a beer if you'd like. The only change is, obviously, you can't really gather there. You can bring as many as three of your close friends or family members to join you as you browse the record selections at Volume. And then, hopefully, this is something I'm very excited about, but one side of the News of Orange building is going to be getting a mural, and applications for that mural should be going out soon.
Oh, wow.
And very excited about that. There is another mural that's actually on the side of the Volume bar, record and bar location. It's a beautiful mural. And we're excited because we're going to have one too. And I think it'll be the second one in downtown Hillsborough.
Well, newsoforange.com is the website to go to for the News of Orange County newspaper. And managing editor Dale Edwards, thanks so much for taking the time today to talk to us about the paper and share some of the stories you're covering.
Sure. Thank you.